an online phishing scam for the Thrift Savings Plan passwords. It's targeting a group of federal employees. Officials at TSP are attacking the problem, and Tom Trabucco is Director of External Affairs, and he joins us right now to tell us, so what's happened? What's going on? Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello, Chris. I'm fine. How are you?
So give us a sense as to how you became aware of this problem and sort of fill us in.
Sure. When we got into work this morning, and that's relatively early around here, it's about 7:30, 8 o'clock, we learned about a new phishing scam targeting the TSP account information for federal employees in the Bureau of Prisons. These employees received on their work computers an email purportedly from the TSP announcing a bailout for participants whose TSP account balances had losses of 30% or more. The link in the email was to a bogus website that asked for both U.S. Department of Justice credentials as well, and it then sent you to another website where they asked for your TSP account information and password. Just to step back for a little bit, this, as you mentioned, is known as phishing. And phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is an attempt by an individual or group to solicit personal information from unsuspecting individuals. Phishing emails are crafted to appear as if they belong to an organization that you're familiar with or a known individual. They attempt to entice the use of a fraudulent website that appears legitimate, but what it does is scam you into giving up your personal information and your protection.
Are they targeting very specific people?
In this case, Amy, it looks as though, now, we don't know what's going on out there everywhere, but what we have found is it's just Department of Justice Bureau of Prisons employees. In fact, they created a fake TSP homepage.
Wow.
Is entitled USDOJ TSP Bailout Program.
Oh.
And
wow.
That's what was being circulated to these employees in the Bureau of Prisons. And I should say it was through good coordination with the TSP coordinator in the Bureau of Prisons that we got word of this very early this morning, and we're able to begin action right then. We contacted a group called US CERT, and for those of you who are computer knowledgeable, you may know this is it's part of the Department of Homeland Security, and it stands for the United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team. And it's a partnership between the Department of Homeland Security and the public and private sectors that was established back in 2003 to protect the nation's internet infrastructure.
And is there, I mean, do you guys send out these kinds of emails where you ask for people's passwords anyway?
No, we would never send an email asking for a password.
Right.
And this is where we get into the simple rules to avoid phishing scams. First of all, the TSP will never contact you by email asking for your personal information. And I believe that is the rule for all financial institutions in the United States of America. We simply do not do that. It is too open to abuse. Secondly, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
They're capitalizing on people who are hurting after, putting up they have significant losses because of the market performance last year. They're going in trying to play on that hurt in order to go back and give it to you again. After taking the market losses, they want to take the rest of it from you. Another simple rule, never click on a link provided from an email. If it looks legitimate, plug in the real name of that institution that you're dealing with. If it's your bank, if it's the TSP, they create these bogus sites that look almost like the real thing, just
right.
A word off here, a word off there, or even a letter off. If you don't catch it and you just click on the link they provide, you're sending it the information directly to them to use and to rip you off.
It's sometimes very scary because some of these things can look really accurate, and they can, I mean, I got one from the IRS a couple, guess it was last year, and it looked all very formal, and of course it's just completely bogus.
That's right.
This is terrific information, and we're definitely going to put this information on our website, federalnewsradio.com. But Tom, we also want to just touch base on any other TSP news that listeners need to be aware of, how the investment numbers have been doing for the month?
The investments for the month are not doing all that well as of right now. We're down a bit. But we do still have 8 or 10 days. Or, no, let me check that. 4 days.
4 days.
We'll see. We had a good start in January. You know, that's what everybody was saying. The first 5 days of January can set the tone for the year. But it hasn't been sustained.
Tom Trabucco of the Thrift Savings Plan. Again, we'll round up this information. And, Tom, if you get anything, you'll get it over to us. So we'll let folks know what's going on. And so you can be aware in case it's other agencies or anything. But, those phishing scams can be dangerous. So be careful out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you both.